It's Mark Stowers with Increase My Small Business, and today I want to talk about a failure I had with one of my customers. We really struggled to be consistent with the customer, the expectations that he had, and and what we actually performed were way off, and we just had a terrible time. And it got to the point where I actually had to walk away from the business. But you know what? I learned so much from that, okay? And the reason I learned so much from that is because what it did was it got me thinking about it on the way back, and I really sat down with my office staff and really, really talked about what we really need to do to make things right on the go forward. And that was so helpful. And fortunately, my staff saw the seriousness of it, saw the expectations that I have, and understood that we really had to make some changes. And what has happened now is that those changes are becoming better and better, and the actual our organization becomes better as well. And you know, I'm almost considering sending this guy a letter, a thank you note, saying thank you very much for, you know, what your comments about what would happen, because I appreciate it, because we have changed our organization to try and fit that. You know, you have to be, as a business owner, you have to be really outside. I know it's tough to say that, you know, I don't want to, you know, ownership, you know, being in the business and out and being working on the business are two different things. But when you see a problem and it's a consistent problem in your organization, you've got to fix that. And you got to fix that right away. And you got to get buy-in from everybody in the organization. And if you get that, you're going to see the organization really take a step forward, you know, really move to the next level. And that's what you really want, I think. And so you need to, you look for those, you know, typically you may find customers that, well, you don't like them, they don't like you. And, you know, there's no loss at all in losing them or failing to serve them. But there are some times where you have to look at it and say, well, why did I do this? Or, boy, this is a consistent problem. This has happened to a couple of our customers. What has happened and why is it happening? And what do I need to do to fix it? Because I either have to create a level of expectation with my customers from now on, or I actually have the level of expectation with my employees. Either way, I have to change something. And I just can't stick my head in the sand and bury it and say, oh, I'm not worried about it, and move on. So you really have to think about why it's happening, what's trying to be fixed, and how it's going to be fixed. And, you know, take the bull by the horns. And if you can do that, I think you're going to see your company will be successful. It will be moving up the ladder, making that next step. And I think that's probably what you want. Please, I hope it's that what you want, you know, because most people that don't change fail as a business kind of falls away. Anyway, those are some thoughts I'd share with you. Again, I appreciate losing this customer because he really forced me to really think about what we were doing and why we were doing what we were doing and how wrong some of it was. And I guess I hope you have the same comments about one of your customers. Anyway, this is Mark Stowers with Increase My Small Business. Hey, join me on the web at increasemysmallbusiness.com, on Facebook at Increase My Small Business, on LinkedIn and Twitter at Mark Stowers. Talk to you later.